Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. You are all welcome at this Kanwar Ram Desh Sri Gaur Nitaya. Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Narsingadev Temple for morning Bhagavatam class on Bahrain's National Day. We are reading from third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the chapter is 21st, and the subject matter is conversation between the Manu and Kardam. So on Friday we have discussed the place where this conversation is taking place is bank of Saraswati River, and the name of the place is Siddha Ashram, and there is a Bindu Sarovar there. This is in a present Gujarat. And Kardam Muni is Brahma's son. And Brahma asked the Kardam Muni to increase progeny. So for that, first he undertook the austerities to purify his existence before he entered into the Grastha Ashram. For 10,000 years, he was doing austerities at the bank of Saraswati. And then, by his sincere tapasya, Lord Vishnu was pleased, and Lord Vishnu came there. And this is the portion which we are discussing, are the prayers of Kardam Muni to Lord Vishnu. After Lord Vishnu benedict Kardam Muni, then Manu will come. So last part of this chapter is conversation between Kardam and Manu. And this Manu is Swayambhu Manu. Manu is a name of the post, it's not a name of the person. So each time the different person will take the post of Manu. So this is the first Manu of this day of Brahma, Swayambhu Manu. And now we are living in the rule of seventh Manu, Vivaswat Manu. It's like a midday of the Brahma. Brahma ka dupahar hua hai abhi. So last verse we discussed was very interesting. Kardam Muni is telling to the Supreme Lord, those who are illusioned by your Maya, they ask for some material, trivial benedictions when your lotus feet can award them liberation. This is his prayer. He himself is praying. When you are pleased with somebody, then your lotus feet is so nice boat to cross over this material ocean. But still, the people who have material desire, they ask something very trivial, very small things for enjoyment. Wow, it is because of the illusion of your Maya. Now today's words, he himself is saying that I am illusioned by Maya, and I am asking something trivial actually. That's what today's verse is. Manu's, or this Kardam's desire, which he is presenting in front of Supreme Lord. So beauty is that, though he has a desire, material desire, but he is asking this from Supreme Lord. That's only the best thing. So let's read this verse.
Tathasa chaham parivodhu kamah. Samana shilam graha medhadhinum. Upaivana mulam asesha mulam. Upaivana mulam asesha mulam. दुराशयः काम दुःखा ग्रही पश्य तथा स चाहं परिवोढु कामः समानशीलां गृहमेधधेनुम् उपैवानमूलं अशेषमूलं दुराशयः कामदुभाङ्गरीपस्य तथा स चाहं परिवोढु कामः समानशीलां गृहमेधधेनुम् उपैवानमूलं अशेषमूलं दुराशयः कां दुःखां गृहीपस्य ताहं परिवोढु कामः समानशीलां
गृहमेधधेनुम्
उपैवानमूलमशेषमूलम्
दुराशय
कामदुःखां गृहीपस्य
ूलमशेषमूलमूलम्
ताहं परिवोढु कामः समानशीलां
गृहमेधधेनुम्
उपैवानमूलमशेषमूलम्
दुराशय
कामदुःखां गृहस्य तदाशाहं परिवेदकामः
समानशीलं
गृहमेधधेनुम् उपैवानमूलमशेषमूलम् दुराशय कामदुःखां गृहस्य
तथा सिमिलरली सः मैसेल्फ परिवोढु कामः डिजायरिंग टू मैरी समानशीलां द गर्ल ऑफ लाइट डिस्पोजिशन गृह मेध इन द मैरिड लाइफ धेनु ए काउ ऑफ प्लेंटी उपैवान हैव अप्रोच्ड मूलम द रूट लोटस फीट अशेष ऑफ एवरीथिंग मूलम द सोर्स दुराशयः विथ लस्टफुल डिजायर काम दुग्ध यील्डिंग ऑल डिजायर अंगारी पश्य ऑफ यू हु आर द ट्री देयरफॉर डिजायरिंग टू मैरी ए गर्ल ऑफ लाइट डिस्पोजिशन हु मे प्रूव टू बी veritable cow of plenty in my married life to satisfy my lusty desire. I too have sought the shelter of your lotus feet, which are the source of everything, for you are like a desire tree. Parivudha kamaha. Parivar. I have a desire to have a parivar. It's called kutumba. Kutumba, which means you can do all kutaniti to maintain the parivar. This is the meaning of kutumba. I'm ready to do anything just to maintain. So this parivud is like, I want that type of. Therefore it is durasya. Because it is parivud kam, therefore it is durasya. Durasya, here word to word we have read, durasya means with durasya means my desire is not good, is a calm, is a desire is lustful, Prabhupada, lustful desire. So this is my position. What do you need? Samanashilam, I need a girl of similar disposition. This is important. Prabhupada's purport on this word Samanashilam. The purport is mainly focused on Samanashilam. Like-minded. Having no separate desire. This word is used, like similar words are used at three places. Pracheta, because you have common interest. All you 10 brothers have a common interest. Therefore there is no fight, you will peacefully live. And anybody who hear about you, they will also be friendly, united. Then same word is like-minded. The same word is in third canto again. That those who have not separate desire than you, Lord, they are devotees. They can peacefully live because they have no separate desire. So samana shilam means the shilam is a character. The same nature, same disposition. I need. Why you need the girl? Graha medha for my household purpose. Dhenu means cow. Dhenu generally means cow, which gives milk. So I need actually the wife which like the very sober cow give rise to the progeny and maintain that. So this is my desire. And with this desire, upeyam, I am doing your upasana. I am doing your worship, I am doing this tapasya, upeyam, for that purpose. But you are worshipping what? Moolam, your lotus feet. And what is the beauty of your lotus feet? Ashesha moolam. Ashesha means nothing, sesh means complete. Moolam means source. Your lotus feet is source of everything. The another comparison of Ateshi Moolam is Dura Angri Pasya. Dura Angri Pasya means desire tree. So your lotus feet is desire tree. Anything you desire, you will get. So once some person somehow met Narada Muni and asked, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the heavenly planet. He said, can you take me? He said, come. And when they reached, there was a desire tree. Narada said, you sit under this tree, I'm going and just meeting some business with the Indra and then I'll come. So when he was sitting under the desire tree, he was not knowing what is this. He was thinking, so long I have walked with Narada. He's a spaceman. I'm too tired. If I get some beautiful, really, bed, then I'll rest. And some beautiful golden bed appeared there, because he was not knowing what is this. So he was just lying down. Oh. Then he said, but if Krishna so bless me, if somebody really massage my feet, I will be very happy. And then so many celestial girls, they appeared there with scented oil and they started massaging him. And then he thought, if my wife see me like this, she will come with broom and beat me. And then his wife appeared with broom there. And he was running. And Narad said, what happened? He said, see, my wife is coming with broom. He said, oh fool, under the desire tree, you have not asked the lotus feet of Lord, and you have again asked the broom and his wife. So this is the desire tree. If we are fools, then we will get brooms. If we are wise, then we will get nectar of the lotus feet. So this is the desire tree. Whatever you desire, you get. But we must be wise enough to desire right thing. That's the whole duty of devotional services. We should know what we desire. We must learn to be, desire to be desireless. That is the beauty of desire. That was Prahlad Maharaj. Say, please, if you want to bless me, then bless me that I should not have a desire. So therefore, the devotees are called akamaha. They have no desire. Bhukti mukti siddhi sakala ashanta. Krishna bhakta akam ateva shanta. Nishkam ateva shanta. The karmis, they desire the fruit of their work. So they have a desire. Jnanis, they have a desire to merge into the Supreme Lord. They have a desire. Yogis, they have a desire to have perfection of mystic power. So they have a desire. But the bhakta is a nishkam. He has no desire. But he has desire, but his desire is not separate from Krishna. It's not that Bhagavad devotees don't have a desire. The devotees have a desire which is not separate than Krishna. No separate desire. That is the beauty of the devotional service, that we have all desires, but all our desires are not separate enjoyment than Krishna. It is a service mood to serve Krishna nicely. So bhakta, a devotee, has no desire. So kardam is also a devotee, but this devotee has a desire to marry. So there are always two paths in the Vedic literature. One is called a nivarti marg, which is for the sannyasis, and there is a pravarti marg, which is for the grasta. And even Brahma's son, like some like Narada, are in Nivarti Marg, they are not into the grist, and are Kumaras. On the other side, he has all the Prajapati's son, all the rishis, they are married. Out of the 12 Mahajan, if we count, more than half, they have a grist life. So both paths are on their way, both paths are bona fide. Actually speaking, the three ashrams, all the four ashrams, they are coming from grihastha ashram. Brahmachari, sannyasi, all they have a mother, and they are all coming from grihastha ashram. And this is also very interesting, that all the ashrams are maintained by grihastha ashram. All three are maintained by grist, and all three are coming from grist. Grist is the place of their origin, and grist ashram is maintaining. Therefore, grist ashram, if it is according to the dharma, then it is very nice for the universal peace. So, dharma vardho kamosh kamo kamo asmi bhartrashava. This is what Bhagavad Gita said. That is not against the religious principle, dharma. That kama, or that lusty desire, is my opulence. So kama asmi, pradinasya asmi kandrapaha. This is another words. Prajanas, Kandrapa means the love God. Kandrapa, Kandrapa Koti Kamaniya Vishi. One of the Kandrapa is Krishna himself. The other Kandrapa, Prajanas, that desire is also Krishna saying, it's my opulence. So ultimately this desire of Kardamuni to enter into the grasp life have given us Kapil Dev. And then there's Kapil Dev is renunciant. He is Siddha. He never entered into the married life. Siddhanam Kapilo Asmi, Krishna is speaking. I am that Kapil which is still sitting at the Ganga Sagar. Is a Siddha. Kapil is a Siddha. And also he gave 9 daughters, very, very, very mannered daughter to be married to the 9 rishis. And then the progeny started and they are our gotras, or they are the rishis of our progeny. So that type of, even, this is the humbleness of Kardam, so he says, Graha Medha. Grahastha and Graha Mahadashi, when Prabhupada sometimes speak that in household are 2 types, one are called Graha Medhi, they are only interested in the enjoyment, and there are Grahastha Ashram, so they are in a married life, but they are not forgetting the goal of the human. So they remember the goal that one day we have to advance spiritually, but we have a little concession of sense enjoyment, but that should be for the service of the Supreme Lord. So he has humbly used the word Graha Medha. Medha means intelligent and Graha means household. So at this time my intelligence is interested in household life. Here its meaning is Medha, my intelligence, my buddhi is now thinking of girl. What type of girl? Saman Shilam. I don't need really something to enjoy, but I need really somebody who cooperate. You know, this is what the mood is. And then he's saying, you can give any desire. It's not that this desire you cannot, I mean, say Vishnu says, okay, I have already given instruction in Vedas, if you need a good wife, go to the Durga. That's what Prabhupada's purport is. Then why you are not going to the Durga? Say, what Durga will give, why can't you give? Because you can give all desires, so you can also fulfill my this desire. So this is the way to interact within the verse. So this is the mood of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He always has a question within the verse. That suppose Lord Vishnu says, why you are, for this tribal thing, why you are asking me? Just you say that tribal thing, why are you asking? You go and ask from Durga, he said. Asesha Moolam, you are complete. You can give every benediction. After all, and all demigods who are giving any benediction, that is sanctioned by you. Then you are living as a super soul in everybody's heart. And when you read the desire of a soul, and if it is a sincere desire, then you are sitting as a Paramatma also in the heart of a demigod. Then you inspire the demigod to give that desire to that person. So ultimately you are doing it, not the demigod. So how he is working, this is the process Supreme Lord works. As a Paramatma, he hears our heart. Then when he is satisfied that we have this desire, then he inspires also the certain demigods that he is really needs this and he will worship you, you please give him that. So as a Paramatma, Krishna is fulfilling everybody's desire since time immemorial. So this is the verse has, these words are like this. But this what type of desire I have? He is saying, because I have parivoda desire, kama. So this desire is really not good. It is durasya. It's not a good asya, it is durasya. It's not very good actually. But what can I do? My intelligence at this time is focused on the like-minded girl. So this is, I know this is not good, but I am asking you this. This is like this humble, it is humbleness and is a that is really the sincerity of the purpose. He's honest. This is honesty. That this is not good, but I have this desire. So he's opening his heart, revealing. Then I'm like, to a doctor, if really you open your heart, then tell your truth, then he can treat you properly. If you hide something, then you will suffer. So this is his sincerity, Kardam's sincerity. That he is speaking his heart, is opening his heart in front of the Lord. That this is my position, what can I do? I know this is not good, but I am asking you this. And we have all such type of desires in our heart. We know they are not good, but still we are asking this. So when Kardam was asking, so he's giving, you know, that what actually the human being's nature is. This is the typical nature of even devotees, until unless they are completely renounced, like Sukhdev Goswami, they have this type of psychological, I know it's not good, but I have to ask you. I know some devotees say, some recitation, no job, they say, Krishna, we know we should not ask you anything, but somehow you arrange some job that I can stay here. So it's like that, you say like this, there's something which is right here. Kardam is setting the example, even if you have any desire, it's better to go to the Supreme Lord. Why? Last time I asked this question, if you remember. If with some desire we go to the Supreme Lord, or with desire we go to the demigod, what is the difference? That's what last time we came to the conclusion. If we desire even the worldly thing from Supreme Lord, in the process of fulfilling desire, he will purify our desire. But demigod cannot do that. So our desires are purified. By the time we get benediction, our heart is already pure and we are not in a mood of enjoyment, then we will accept that desire as a service. So Krishna, when he fulfilled the desire, he transformed the enjoying mentality into the service mentality. He purifies the desire, means he brings us to our constitutional position of servitude rather than bhogatva, not enjoyment, but servitude, the service, seva. So this is the beauty of asking anything from Krishna. So now let's read the Srila Prabhupada's mood, a purport on this verse. In spite of his condemning persons who approach Lord for material advantages, Kardam Muni expressed his material inability and desire before the Lord by saying, although I know that nothing material should be asked from you, I nevertheless desire to marry a girl of like disposition. So it is inability. This we have to accept. The human, as a jiva, we are inable. It's not that we are not atesha mulam. We are not completely independent. We have a minute, so we have lot of inabilities. We are not able to do everything. So honestly, if say like Vyasadeva, he divided one Veda into four. He wrote over hundreds of Upanishads. He commented on 17 Puranas. He compiled Mahabharata. Still he was thinking, I am unable. I have inability. I am not satisfied. So when anybody feels that I have something short, I am not complete, then, and if we are sincere and we pray, then God will help to make that desire, that lacking fulfilled. So Vyas was in this mood, then Krishna sent Narada to appear there to fulfill his little shortcoming. That's what is Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satyuktanam bhajatam priti. No, not this. Ananya sintayantamam ye jana paripaste. Tesham nitya viyuktanam yoga kshemam. So this is kshemam. What they don't have, Krishna provides. If they approach him, then whatever inability they have, Krishna will fulfill that. So the mood is, devotee should always feel, I am inable. This is my inability. I am really not competent enough. Then we are the good candidate to receive the mercy of Hari Guru Vaishnava. Descending mercy can only come when we feel that we are in Prabhupada, when he is praying in America, in his Markini Bhagavad Dharma. He says, I have no knowledge. I am completely insignificant. Somehow they call me Bhakti Vedanta. Now if you can kindly make my name true. The, really the words you see there is very humble. I don't have any capability. I am not able. I don't have any knowledge. So this mood of prayer, I am unable. I have inability. I have shortcomings. I have so many material desires. This is actually the sincerity of a devotee. That Krishna smells as a Paramatma from the heart. Prabhupada used to give a simile. Flower, without touching, you can smell the fragrance of the flower. So Krishna is within the heart and he smells the sincere desire of a devotee, that he has some. So our prayer should be everyday like this. We have so many inabilities, but we are somehow want to serve you, Krishna. Please, you help us. What can we do? So this is a sincerity. Not I am completely, my mind is under control, and I have my senses. This is foolishness. This is completely arrogance and foolishness, and this is not a devotee's disposition. They always think that I am really fallen. I am trying to really somehow. This Kardam Muni's mood is very good for the devotees to cultivate, that I am very simple, I am really unable to accomplish this on my own without your help or mercy. So this is good word, inability, Prabhupada said. So though I know it, but still I have this inability. And I think every devotee has this experience that we are devotees, but we know where we are really still lacking and where we are enabled, we know this. So this is something which is sincere. We have to be sincere. Then Srila Prabhupada, the phrase like disposition, samana shila, samana shilam, is very significant. Formerly, boys and girls of similar dispositions were married. The similar nature of the boy and girl were united in order to make them happy. Not more than 25 years ago, and perhaps it is still current, parents of the India used to consult the horoscope of the boy and girl to see whether there would be effectual union in their psychological conditions. Still, the horoscope of both girl and propose the girls to, and boy married, they say if they are more than 16 matching and then it's okay. Huh? 16. And up to 14 is the intermediate, and less than that is, sometimes Prabhupada used to say, some has a deva yoni and some have a asur yoni. So if they marry, then they always fight. So this is better to check before that what is the right combination. These considerations are very important. Nowadays marriage takes place without such consultation, and therefore soon after marriage there is divorce and separation. This is the one of the reasons all over the world the divorce rate is increasing. Therefore, formerly husband and wife used to live together peacefully throughout their whole lives. But nowadays it is a very difficult task. It's a very difficult task. Still an Indian, and like our traditional, it's 90% okay still. There's not much diverse rate as such. But younger generation, yes, this is very... Sometimes when the Western, they think, oh, you are still living together for 25 years. They are surprised. They say, this is something out of this world. They are really surprised that you are living with this. And what they say, I am going to my parents. I am going to your parents. Yes, first I will go to my mother and then I will go to your... So why? So my mother married to somebody else and my father married to somebody else. They tell it like... I mean, they don't... And we feel really like little shame to say like that, but this is normal for them. It's just normal for them. So one person was in a job. He applied for leave that my father died. So he got him 1 month leave. After 2 months he said, my mother died. Again leave. Then after 3 months my father died. Well, they ignore it. He said, my mother died. They ask, how many mother fathers you have? He said, first my father died, then my mother married to the other man. Then my mother died, so my father married to the other man. So this leave will continue perpetually. And this problem of modern single parent is the biggest problem now in the world, is single children with single parent. And psychologically they are deranged like anything. This is one biggest problem of the modern society is single parent children. I can see the girls, I mean the ladies having to take care of a child. Father left. So there is no really, they are psychologically traumatized. And then that lady marries. Once Srila Prabhupada's early days, one girl, she was pregnant, she came to become a devotee. Well, she was a more or less devotee, chanting. So Prabhupada asked, where's your husband? And with tears in eyes, she said, he left me. Then Prabhupada had tears, said, who will maintain you? How can a pregnant woman really take care of his life? And then after some pause, Srila Prabhupada said, look towards the devotee sitting there. He said, any of you can volunteer to marry her and take care of her. And one of the devotees really obliged to the Prabhupada this request, and he married that girl. And for a long time they were together and they got a children. So this is the Prabhupada's compassion for that. These girls should never be left with children without protection. The other incident, like this, the father married the another wife. Now the girl become 18 years, she wanted to join the temple. So Prabhupada says, all right, you can join the Vamsa. She said, I have a problem, I have a younger brother. Now my father married to the another wife and she is giving us trouble. If I come, then my brother will be in trouble. And he is minor. After thinking for a while, Srila Prabhupada looked towards 19-year Malati, who was recently married to Shyamasundar. She was 19 years and this boy was 12 years. He said, Malati, can you adopt this boy as your child? Malati said, as a 19 years, I adopted the 12-year boy as a son. And I went to the school, and then the school, this boy was already mentally so much tormented, so somehow I admitted in the school, and then I have to maintain till he become young, become adult. So Prabhupada is that type of, he wanted that type of society in which there should be no separation and marriage should be somehow, according to the Vedic standard, but unfortunately most of the marriage at that time in society just broke after some time. This is the difference between the marriage of the Vedic culture where the marriage is for progeny. Marriage of the Vedic culture is to continue progeny. Kul paramparaon ki raksha ke liye hota hai. It's for the protection of the kul parampara. The marriage of the Western culture is for sense gratification. So, there's a gulf of difference between the two. Prabhupada used to say sometimes, the wife of a beggar of a Vedic civilization is more is better than the wife of a president of America. Somebody asked why? See, I have seen personally, some beggar was sitting on the street, he was having everyday wash cloth. So I watched and the lady came and I said, who are you? He said, my husband. I am taking care of him. So even he was a little invalid and beggar, but still the wife was faithful. But once the American president came with his wife and he was got a guard of honor. And after 2 years, that lady left the president and she was rotting in the street of India and nobody was looking at her. So from that lady, this beggar's wife is better. So really, this we have to really preach, that those who want to enter into the Grihastha ashram, they should be responsible that they have to beget the Krishna conscious children. And nowadays, if we go to some marriage, we ask them, at least you should have 3-4 children and give 2 to the Krishna conscious movement and keep 1 yourself you are not able to maintain. Don't be miser. Otherwise, your marriage is useless. Then it has no purpose if really you are not going to give progeny and continue this parampara. Once an Indian saintly person was in a European country, and in a graveyard he saw some lady sitting on a grave, recently fresh grave, and having a fan and fanning the grave. So he really bowed down. He said, "The great lady, how much devotion and faithfulness you have for your departed relative." And she said, no, Maharaj, this is not the thing." He said, "Who was your friend?" He said, "My husband." She said, "Then it is greater than what we, in Indian custom, even the lady won't go out from the house for a couple of months after the husband dies. But you are more than that and fanning the even grave of you." She said, "Maharaj, this is not the reason." He said, "What is the reason?" "The reason is that as long as the grave is not dry, I cannot marry, so I am trying to dry the I'm just trying to dry this grave that I can marry quick." This is the really position of a present day marriage. They just break. They break so quickly, you cannot imagine. One of our brahmachari, he has a desire to marry. But somehow he got some girl to marry, and when after marriage, when they were sitting in auto to go some house, so husband said, "You have some money to pay to the auto?" He said, "You don't have money." He said, "I don't have money." So she left from that auto. Said, "I don't want to marry to you." The true story. Huh? You want to marry, but you have nothing to maintain me. So what? Why you want to marry? So this has to be planned. The Srila Prabhupada says marriage, they should be planned properly. Kardam Muni wanted to have a wife of like disposition, because of a wife is necessary for to assist in spiritual and material advancement. Prabhupada, you see, spiritual and material advancement. A wife yields the fulfillment of the desire in religion, economical development, sense gratification. This is artha, dharma, kama. 3 words are used. So household, this is for household, not for brahmacharya, sannyasi, artha, kama, moksha. But for household, he has to live a dharmic life. He earn artha on dharmic basis. Artha is outside and is never stationary. It moves from one to other. It's not that the earth will stay at one place, it's outside. Kaam is in the mind, desires are in the mind. And dharma is in the heart. So dharma is to regulate the earth and kaam. To regulate it in a right way, dharmic way. So dharma is, say earth is according to the dharma. And kaam is according to the dharma. There is no break in our desires. If we have no break from dharma, then we become immediately adharmic, and it will be just, whatever I want to say, wills and whims of our will ruin the whole civilization. That's what is happening now. Nobody is following the dharma. So, if one has a nice wife, he is to be considered a most fortunate man. If he has a nice wife, then he is considered the fortunate man. In astrology, a man is considered fortunate who has a great wealth, very good sons, or a very good wife. The 3 things in astrology are considered a fortune, good, great wealth, very good sons, and a very good wife. Of these three, one who has a very good wife is considered the most fortunate. Before marrying, one should select a wife of like disposition and not to be enamored by the so-called beauty or other attractive feature for sense gratification. In the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's father advised him. Prabhupada, after marriage, wanted to really have some desire to have a beautiful, and father said, no, it is better. You will not be really attracted. So really it worked at some stage, Prabhupada renounced. So this is what Prabhupada is writing, is his own realization. That what one should not be attracted to the beauty or some other attractive feature. In Bhagavatam 12th canto, it is stated that in Kali Yuga, marriage will be based on consideration of sex life. As soon as there is a deficiency in sex life, the question of divorce will arise. So this is only for enjoyment. Marriage, this is the modern Kali Yuga marriage. It has no really parampara system. Kardam Muni should have asked his benediction from Uma. For it is recommended in the scripture that if anyone wants a good wife, he should worship Uma. But he preferred to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because it is recommended in Bhagavatam that everyone, whether he is full of desire, he has no desire, or desire of liberation, should worship the Supreme Lord. Akam sarva kamo va moksha kamo udaradhi tibarena bhakti yogena yajate purushampara. Of these three classes of men, one tries to be happy by fulfillment of material desire, another wants to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme, and another one, perfect the man is a devotee. He does not want anything in return from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He only wants to render transcendental loving service. In any case, everyone should worship Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he will fulfill everyone's desire. Advantage of worshipping the Supreme Person is that even if one has desire for material enjoyment, if he worships Krishna, he will gradually become a pure devotee and have no more material hankering. It means his desire is purified, then he becomes a pure devotee. So this is the purport on this verse. And this verse applies to all of us, that we have still so many desires and we have so many inabilities. So like Kardam, we become sincere and reveal our heart to the Krishna, then these desires will be purified and our progress on a pure devotional service will be easy. Without, if we hide it, then we will always have doubts and will never be, if we are not sincere, then we will never progress. So that's what Prabhupada used to give. Krishna consciousness is simple for simple and complicated for complicated. So if you become simple, then there is no problem. If really complicated, then it's going to be. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Bal Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki jai, Hari Priya ki jai. Any question? Yes, yes.
Prabhu ji, we say, we jab karte hain. So, ये अंतःकरण जप और बाह्य जप क्या है?
In a Vedic system,
नहीं हिंदी में बोलिए,
वैदिक शास्त्रों में जप के तीन प्रकार हैं. एक को बोलते हैं मानसिक जप, एक को बोलते हैं उपांशु जप, एक को बोलते हैं वैखरी वाणी जप. तो कुछ गायत्री आदि मंत्र है, जो वैदिक मंत्र है, वो मानसिक जप से किए जाते हैं, उनको जोर से नहीं बोलना है. कुछ प्रार्थना के मंत्र है, वो जरा आप अपनी होंठ हिला के भगवान की प्रार्थना करते हैं, उसमें आवाज की जरूरत नहीं है और मन से नहीं होते. और हरे कृष्ण मंत्र जो है, हरिदास ठाकुर कह रहे हैं कि ये वैखरी वाणी से जपना चाहिए. ये ऐसा मंत्र है, अगर जोर जोर से जपोगे तो और भी कई जीव जो उसको सुनेंगे, कीट पतंग, उनका भी उद्धार होगा. तो इसलिए इस जप को जपने के लिए वैखरी वाणी से जपने का नियम है, जबकि वेदों के मंत्रों को मानसिक जप से जपना चाहिए. और कोई नहीं सुने तो कुछ लोग जो हैं ज्ञान मार्ग में, विशेष रूप से वो अपने श्वास के साथ शब्द को जपते हैं। ये कहते श्वास के साथ शब्द को जपना, सुरत और शब्द का मेल उनका ये भाषा होती है। सुरत का मतलब कॉन्शियसनेस और शब्द का मतलब जो आप मंत्र जप रहे हैं तो वो सांस के साथ जपते हैं। लेकिन ये योग अभ्यास है और हम भक्ति के मार्ग में हमारा उच्चारण जो होता है वो वैखरी वाणी से होता है। और फिर भी प्रार्थना हम उपास जैसे आप स्वयं दंडवत करते हैं तो वो प्रार्थना आपकी होंठ हिलते हैं लेकिन कोई सुनता नहीं। तो अंतःकरण का जप उसको कहते हैं मानसिक जप, तो वो भी जप किया जाता है। गायत्री हम करते हैं तो असल में मानसिक जप है, उसको जोर से नहीं बोलते हैं। तो कुछ वैदिक मंत्र हैं जो मानसिक जप से किए जाते हैं, जैसे गोपाल मंत्र है मानसिक जप से होता है, ऐसे गोपाल मंत्र और ऐसे अपने सनातन गोस्वामी के और गोपाल भट्ट का जो पुस्तक है हरि भक्ति विलास उसमें गोपाल पुरुषचरण का विधान लिखा है। गोपाल मंत्र का 1 लाख का जप पुरुषचरण कहलाता है, तो वो मानसिक जप होता है, उसको जोर से नहीं बोल सकते, तो वो प्रश्न है। हरि भक्ति विलास गोपाल मंत्र 18 अक्षर का मंत्र है, 18 syllables मंत्र गोपाल मंत्र, वो भगवान श्री कृष्ण का साक्षात्कार के लिए जप किया जाता है। तो वो तो मानसिक, वो तो मानसिक होगा, बैठ के 1 लाख का जप रोज करना है 6 घंटे, तो वो तो मानसिक जप होगा, उसको जबान से नहीं कहा जाएगा। तो ऐसे 3 प्रकार है, लेकिन जो जप हम कर रहे हैं वो वैखरी वाणी से होना है। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ये महाप्रभु ने विशेष रूप से और नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर ने इसको वैखरी वाणी से करने का विधान बताया है कि अपना भी हित है और दूसरों का भी हित है। अपना हित तो सब करते हैं, जो दूसरों का हित करे वो जरा महान कहलाता है। तो ये प्रचार की दृष्टि से और अपने अंतःकरण की शुद्धि के लिए वैखरी वाणी से करना चाहिए। अच्छा 24 घंटा मन में चलता रहे कोई मना नहीं है उसको, लेकिन जो नेम से करना है वो जरा जोर से कर लो तो अच्छा है, बाकी तो चलता है, सोए सोए भी चलता रहता है। जो इसकी आदत बनी होती है वो तो सोए सोए अंदर में चला होता है, उठते ही कहते हैं हरे कृष्णा उनका हो जाता है। एक महाभारत में कथा आती है कि अर्जुन सोए हुए थे द्वारका में, तो किसी को कहा जाके अर्जुन के उठा किया, वहां गया तो अर्जुन के एक एक रोम रोम से कृष्ण कृष्ण निकल रहा था। तो जो गया वो वापस आया नहीं, बड़ा आश्चर्य थे कि ये सोया हुआ है लेकिन फिर इसके एक एक रोम रोम से कृष्ण कृष्ण निकल रहा है। तो फिर रुक्मणी को भेजा तो रुक्मणी भी वापस नहीं आई, नारद को भेजा तो नारद तो जब देखा आश्चर्य हुआ कि ये तो बड़ा, हम भी जब करते हैं लेकिन ये तो अद्भुत है, तो वो तो कीर्तन करने लग गया, कोई नहीं आया। श्री कृष्ण वहां जाके देखा, जब कीर्तन जोर से हुआ तो अर्जुन उठ गया, बोला आपको हो क्या गया, मैं सोया हूँ या नाच क्यों रहे हो। तो उसको तो मालूम नहीं था लेकिन उसके एक एक रोम रोम से भगवान का नाम का उच्चारण हो रहा था, तो वो तो कृष्णमय जीवन उनका है। तो वो तो उठते बैठते चलते, अब हम चलते फिरते भी कहीं ठोकर लगते तो हरे कृष्ण बोल देते हैं, ये तो नेचुरल हमारा हो गया। कोई दर्द कहीं होता हरे कृष्ण ऐसे बोलते हैं, या तो लोग बोलते हैं ये मेरी माँ ऐसे बोलते हैं, जनरली माँ सबको याद आती है लेकिन भक्तों का आदत हो गई हरे कृष्ण। और अगर थोड़ा सा देखते हैं सामने परेशानी है तो फिर नरसिंह देव को पकड़ते हैं, लेकिन अचानक होगा तो हरे कृष्ण आएगा, नरसिंह देव अचानक नहीं याद आएगा, अचानक हरे कृष्ण होगा लेकिन देखेंगे परेशानी फिर नरसिंह देव को कहेंगे अभी आप रस्ते में रक्षा कर दो। हरे कृष्ण, थैंक यू वेरी मच, धन्यवाद।